We are starting Simen Reish Vav. Okay, last week we did Reish Hey, the whole soup business. Okay, one comment on the soup business, which relates to cereal. As a general rule, cereal and milk, we make a bracha on the cereal, usually a mizonos, obviously depends what the cereal is made out of. And then the milk is considered to be tafel to the cereal, just there to give a little taste to the cereal. And even if you finish the milk and there's a little bit of milk left on the bottom, you don't make a bracha on that milk. Now there are certain cereals, I don't know, everyone's different, but let's say, you know, you're eating Frosted Flakes, which is like 80% sugar, and it gives an amazing taste to the milk. The milk, which is also sweet, now become. So there are people who will put in extra milk because they not only does the milk give the taste to the Frosted Flakes, but the Frosted Flakes also gives a taste to the milk. So in such a case, they would need two brachas, a bracha on the milk as well, because then the milk is not just to give, he's not just putting a little bit, putting in, you know, enough milk to eat the cereal, but he's putting in extra milk because he likes what the Frosted Flakes does to his milk. And then we discussed the whole Mizon Shako. Okay, I don't have more to say about that. Let's start Reish Vav. We'll try to do Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So, Sif Aleph is based off the famous Mishnah and Brachos and Daf Mem Omer Aleph. I know we had this already, just whatever. I guess we have it again. Birech HaPeres HaIlan Bar Pei Adam HaYatza, Peres HaAretz Bar Pei Eitz Lo Yatza. In order for one to, so there's specific brachos that we are supposed to say lechatchila. Then there are certain brachos that b'di'evet are good. Basically, the rule is if the bracha is true, even if it's not the proper bracha, then one will be yotzei. So shehakol ni'evet v'ra, Hashem created everything. Okay, so b'di'evet, that will work for anything. Borei minei mizonos. Not everyone agrees to this, but the Mishnah Berurah Paskins Biralach and Kuvsam Zayin says that except for water and salt, everything is considered to somewhat fill you a little bit, considered to be mazon, and therefore you go to with anything. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, so the brachas borei pri adama comes from the ground. Every tree comes from the ground. However, a vegetable, a cucumber, does not grow on a tree. There's no cucumber tree. And therefore, if you're going to say a borei pri adama on a fruit, that's okay, because ultimately it comes from the adama. Now, we, Chazal, were misaking to make specific brachos to give more shevach to Hashem. We could just, Chazal could just say one bracha, make shehakol, and live happily ever after, and you don't have to worry about all this stuff. And no, but it's more shevach to Hashem to give specific, to have specific brachos on specific food items. So a hadama is a more specific bracha. Ha'et is even more specific than that, and that's more kavod to Hashem. But b'di'eved, one would be yotzei as long as the bracha was MS, as a general rule, and trees come from the adama, so adama will pater, what should have been a bar pri eitz is yotzei with the adama, but the opposite generally is not true. If you're supposed to say a bar pri adama, your cucumber, you say bar pri eitz, the cucumber has something to do with an eitz, and therefore you will not be yotzei. Let's see that in Shulchan Aruch, Reish, Vav, Aleph. Ooh. Birecha peros ha'ilam bari pri adama yatsa. If you say a bari pri adama on fruit of a tree, you are yotze. Why? Mishaber sif katan aleph. Hoa v'ikur ha'ilan hu min ha'aretz. Since the tree itself does come from the ground, and therefore v'lo shiker b'bircha, so his bracha is not a sheker. V'afil heizib, even if he did it on purpose, which obviously he wasn't supposed to do, but the evidence is going to be yotze. Dirshu here throws a flag, discusses, what about making a bar pri adama on bread? Bread ultimately comes from the adama. Is that good enough? Is it not good enough? He brings down a machlokes aposkim. Fine. Back to Reish Vav Aleph. Again, birech ha'peres ha'ilan bar pri adama yotza. Aval, in birech ha'pri ha'adama borei pri ha'etz, if on a vegetable he's a bar pri ha'etz, lo yotza. It's not going to be yotze. Hilkach, therefore, imu misupak bepri, imu priya eitz or priya adama, this we already had. He doesn't know if this is a priya eitz or priya adama. So he's supposed to go figure it out. But let's say we had many cases where there's a halachic debate, a halachic suffix, not just the, I don't know what the bracha is, or the, I don't know what this item is. So if there's a halachic suffix between Bar Pi Etz, Bar Pi Adama, Baruch Bar Pi Adama, Ya'ala kol, im omar shehakol yotza, shehakol poter et hakol, v'afidu al pas v'yayin. That's a whole discussion in the Gemara. We paskin even on pas v'yayin, even though they're very chashiv and they have their own special bracha, v'diyevet shehakol poter et hakol. Dirshu, footnote 7, has an interesting point. Let's say, it's not so practical, but it's interesting. If someone says shehakol on bread, does it pater the vegetables and the cholent, and the cucumber salad, and the potato kugel? So bring ten rachlokas about that. Then bring ten ramesha. The famous ramesha in Hilchos Brachos. If someone makes the wrong bracha, which b'diavad is yotzei, so if b'diavad is yotzei, he's yotzei for the first bite. But if you continue eating, then you're, so the first bite you have to say, otherwise it's a bracha levatala. Better to have a b'diavad valid bracha than a bracha levatala. So you should eat. But it says if you're going to continue eating on that bracha, so you're continuing to eat a whole whatever it is with an improper bracha. The evidence valid, but it's improper. So Ramesha says that you should kind of like go outside, take a walk, and do something to create a shini makom where you have to make another bracha, and then make the proper bracha. You take the first bite as a freebie, because you already made a bracha, but after that you shouldn't rely on that.
Why did you say like Baruch Shem?
Because that's still a bracha, but don't. When you say Baruch Shem, it doesn't. It's still a bracha levatala. You can't know the option of saying a bracha levatala to say baruch shem. What we do by the tefillin is only because we pass in like the shittas that say that you should say the second bracha, and then it's like the rafka de milsa, the cherry on top, you say baruch shem. But as a general rule, you have a suffix bracha, we don't say, okay, say the bracha, then baruch shem. No, baruch shem fixes a little bit. It's not really, it's not a full tshuva. Then she also has a discussion if Shahaka, we didn't get there yet, but Birkas HaReach, the bracha to say on smelling things, which we'll get to in Nir Simin Reishit Ches. So if you say Shahaka, will that pater also smelling stuff or not? Fine. Mishavur Sifkatan Gimel, Lo Yatza. If you say Abore Priha 8, on a cucumber, you're not Yatza. Kasav of Magen Avram. This is a famous Magen Avram. It's come up already a few times. We've discussed it. Kasav of Magen Avram, Osan Peres Hagdelim Ala Ilan. Yeah, fruit that grow on a tree. Umavar Gwer Priha Adama. But the proper bracha we learned that saying Reish Beis is to say Adama. Why? Either Mishum Dilo Nigmar Apri, it's a very small fruit, it's not finished yet. Oshin Ikra Apri, or we discussed like the infamous caper bush. Has four different things growing on it. One is only one's the official fruit, and so two we said were eight, two are hadama. So these things where it grows on a tree, but the for technical reasons the proper bracha is to say hadama because the el reish beis beis reish beis vav. So there the Magen Avraham says yirach bar pri eitz yatza kevan da al kapanim min pri eitz. But at the end of the day, it does grow on a tree. So even though the proper bracha would be adama for these technical reasons, but the evet, because it's true, it's emes, it grows on a tree, but the evet you be yotze with bar pi'etz. V'chein al peros adama shetovim mivushol miyosem michayin. So we spoke about vegetables that are much better cooked than raw. So he said that the proper bracha in its raw state would be a shehako. She'adin in the bar shehako, when you eat it raw, in birch bar pi'adama, but the evet, one will be yotze. Okay, that is Reish Vav Aleph. Reish Vav Beis. The next Mishnah. It's probably the third Mishnah over there in Kids. Switch back. Okay, we're going to discuss this at length in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, which is the order of brachos. Right, what bracha do you make first, second, third, fourth, and what should you make the bracha on? So the Mishnah says he has a bunch of different species in front of him. How you define it? Meaning harbe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mean shiva alav hu mevarech. If one of them is one of the seven species, chita sora gefen tera rimon eretz eshem ludvash. if it's one of those seven species, so the bracha should be made on that. The chacham say, no, make the bracha al ezim en shehirtza. Okay, we're going to discuss that at length in Reishit Aleph, not for now. Then Ula goes on to explain this Mishnah, and he says that this whole discussion is, I have, machlokes is kishet birchosei en shavos. I have two items, or three items in front of me. They're all bari priya eitz. This is a nut, this is a pomegranate, and this is an apple. So what bracha do I say? So Yehuda says, okay, you have a pomegranate, that's from the Shivas Aminim. That's the, you make the ha'etz on that, and the ha'etz covers the other ones. And the Rabbanan disagree. But let's say it's different brachos. Let's say I have a pomegranate and a pickle. And they'll be ashamed because then Shavos, Divri HaKom, Mavar HaChazeh, V'chozim, Mavar HaChazeh. Doesn't tell us which one to say first, that we'll get to in Reishit Aleph. But clearly, you're not going to use one bracha to pater both of them, because they're two different brachos. Bishlama, I have three types of Bari Priya Eitz, so one Bari Priya Eitz is going to cover all three. But when I have one Eitz and one Hadama, so I'm going to make Eitz on Eitz, I'm going to make Hadama on that Dama. So Rashi goes on to say that, yeah, one bracha is not going to pater both of them. This is ba. We learned if you say a bari priya dama on a priya eight, you're going to be yotze. So maybe I should say a bari priya dama on a pickle, and then that will pater also the pomegranate or the apple or whatever the eight is. Because if I make a dama on an eight, I'm yotze. So Rashi says no. That's only if I pick up a bari priya eight. Like I pick up a bari priya eight, and by accident I say bari priya dama. I'm yotze with the bari priya dama. But when I have two things in front of me, one is a ha'et and one is a adama, and I pick up the adama to make a bari priya adama, that bracha is not going to cover the bari priya eitz. My bracha is on the bari priya adama, it covers the bari priya adama, the bari priya eitz comes later. Whether it should or should not come later, we'll discuss in Reishit Aleph.
Should you say the bari priya eitz first?
Okay, we're going to discuss that in Reishit Aleph. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, basically continuing along the lines of Rashi, that's only when you picked up your pickle to say Bari Priya Dama, but you did not have intentions to pater the apple or the pomegranate with your Bari Priya Dama. But if I pick up my pickle to say Bari Priya Dama, and I have a kavana that this Bari Priya Dama is not only going to cover the pickle, it's also going to cover the pomegranate and the nut and the apple, boom. So then I'm yotze with that Bari Priya Dama. Because I had specific intent for my Bari Priya Dama on the pickle to also cover the fruit that is in front of me. Let's see that in Shulchan Aruch Reish Vav Beis. Hayulafana Priya Dama Upri Ha'etz. He has in front of him a fruit and a vegetable. Priya Dama, Priya Eitz. Ubiracha Priya Dama. He makes a Bari Priya Dama. Viniskavin Liftas Priya Eitz. He has specific kavana to pater the fruit. Yatza. He's yotze with that. Mishabur Sifkatan Ches, Lefanov. Naka Lefanov the Ravusa. The word Lefanov is a Kiddush. Da feel like Lefanov Priya Eitz. Kishabirech. Why did it say Lefanov? Because even if it's Lefanov, it's in front of me. I have the Hadama and the Eitz. And I do not have Kavana. I pick up the Hadama, my Kavana is on the Hadama. Then Lo Nifter Memela. The ha'etz is not covered by the stam hadama. Elam kenis kavim behedi lifter, unless I have specific kavana to pater the ha'etz. About be'emes hechen is kavim behedi the pacho mahani if you hold the funer pre'etz kishibire. Even if the apple is still in the fridge, if I made a bari pre'adama with kavana to pater the apple in the fridge, it's going to cover the apple in the fridge. Mishmar Sifkatan Yud, the Ayin B'Shari Tshuva, that not everyone agrees with Isma Chaber. The Yesh Cholkin Alza, the Svilu Jafil Niskav and Lifter as Priha Eta Munach Lefanav Lo Yatza. Even if you have specific Kavanav with your Adama, to Pate the Ha'etz, it does not work. Vitzarach Lachzul Varach Bar Pre Eitz, and you have to make another Bar Pre Eitz. Uberchas Bar Pre Adama Loi Ha'etz Alavatala. And the bari priya dama is obviously now the tal. Then it's came up priya dama levan. We count it for the pickle that I'm eating. When we come makom, the shari tshuva concludes that with the eved ein lachzor ulavarech. With the eved, you should not make another bracha. Ukedas a shulchan aruch, but rather you should follow the opinion of the shulchan aruch. The suffik brachos lahakel. The yosed tov, and it would be better lios nimlach to have in mind that you finish eating shalom lechom yad priyetz and go learn for half an hour and then come back achazman and then make the proper bracha on the apple. The Shara Tzion, the Banu Ois Tess, points out means on the shaykh. Jilu mikamakom atzomech atzmal shulchan aruch ein limchos biyado. You do not have to protest one who relies on the shulchan aruch. Ki har biachon hetiku debi shulchan aruch ledina. Because there are many who, even though the shaykh shuv is not convinced, but there are many poskim who do agree with the psak of the shulchan aruch over here. Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is like a smattering of Hilchos Brachos, many of which we've already seen. Okay, Sif Gimel. Kol elu abrachos tzarech shelo yafzik ben bracha la'achila. When we make a berachas hanenin, you make the bracha and then you eat, you're not allowed to be mafzik, you're not allowed to interrupt between the bracha and the achila. What's considered interruption, says Rama, Haga Yoser Mikidei Dibur. You're not allowed to interrupt Yoser Mikidei Dibur. What does that mean? Let's see, Mishibur Sifkatu Yud Allah first, Ben Bracha Lachila. Vuadim Birkas HaMitzvah, Ben Bracha HaMitzvah. You're making Alan Tila's Lulav. You shouldn't start talking about Donald Trump. That would be an interruption, and you'd have to make another Bracha. Yoser Mikidei Dibur, Hainu, Kidei Shilas Talmud L'Rav. What does it mean, Kidei Dibur, the time it takes to talk? What talking are we referring to? Kidei Shilas Talmud L'Rav, the Talmud speaking to the Rav. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Three words. That's a machlokes if it's three words or four words. Look at Ois Yud on the bottom, Sharatzian. Robach Ronavold, it's three words. Talk Kidei Dibur is three words. Delo Kitaz Shekosav Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Which would be four words, which would be a longer amount of time. The Yosem Yachi Choshev Hefzik. Now to wait, to pause, I make a bar pe eitz, and then I pause 5 seconds to eat my apple for whatever reason, that's a Hefzik. We'll see what that means in a second. Umayri Bishtiki. We're talking about pausing. He's not speaking. He's not talking about Donald Trump. He's pausing. Now, there's two types of Hefzik. There's a Hefzik when one speaks, and there's a Hefzik when one pauses and does not speak. And there's two differences between the two Hefzikim. When it comes to pausing, it's considered a hefsek if you pause the time it takes to say the three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. If one is mafsik with Dibor, even if he just says Donald, boom. That's already, even if he says Don, it's Donald. He says one word, that's already a hefsek. So he says, Dibor, filu mila achas, have a hefsek, kol shu shalom tzarech habracha. If he says pass the salt, that would be something else. That's the tzarech habracha, the tzarech achila, the tzarech lesuda, that's something else. But something that's not relevant, even if he says a one-syllable word, that's already a hefsek. Masha'en kein, by pausing, it's not considered hefsek until it's the time it takes to say three words. That's one difference between the two types of hefsekim. Skip down a line. Oydei shchilik ben shtika ledibur, the other chilik, very important chilik, between the two types of hefsekim. When one speaks, boom, it's the ikuva, he has to make another bracha. He lost the bracha legamri. If he speaks, shalom me'inyin ha'achila. Aval b'shtika, but the inyan, the pausing, is a hefsek, is only lechatchila. Aval b'diyevet, afilu l'shah, har b'yosem k'day dibur. But even if he waits a long time, he waits a few minutes, it's still not considered a hefsek, it's a hefsek lechatchila, but not b'diyevet. He will not make another bracha, and he's lechatchila l'achsul l'varech, kol sho yisiyach dayi to b'in time. As long as he wasn't, didn't have a hefsek hadas, and forgot that he was about to eat his apple.
Such a hefsek is mikoach hefsek hadas, or mikoach, somebody made a mistake, a wrong word entered his line of in his bracha by the end.
What?
Bracha Hashem again. Rabban Barei Pri. I don't know. He says some another word.
Bar Pri Ha'etz Adama Mizanos.
And he say corrects himself with the Ha'etz. It's okay.
That's fine. Talk to the idea, but that's fine. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about after he says the Ha'etz. Now he's supposed to eat. Now he starts talking about Donald Trump. Or he pauses, he spaces out, whatever. So as long as he didn't have a hesek hadas, so if he speaks, boom, he loses the bracha, has to make another bracha. If he pauses, so then it's okay. But the evet, as long as he didn't have a hesek hadas. Kras v'achron defilu mipnei hakovav v'yir osel hafzik achar habracha v'imhifzik chozer umavarech v'afilu any es amen or the kaddish kedusha baruch hu gam kein lo yafzik. So they say, even though we have rules by Brichas Kriya Shema that you're allowed to interrupt in certain places, the Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Mitnei Kodav, Mitnei Yira, and Simon Samach Vav, we learned that we applied that to answering Amen, and Kaddish Kedusha Baruch in the middle of Kriya Shema, and Brichas Kriya Shema, all of that is not relevant over here. You make it by Pre'et, you say Amen, Yesh Me Rabbi, you lost your bracha, you have to make another bracha. The only discussion is you say it amen to someone else's bar priya eitz. That's all discussion. Even that you shouldn't do. Might be a hefsek. I actually had a different shaila. I didn't get an answer yet. I was at the Kele Mikvah up the street, all the way up the street, which is attached to a shul. I made my bracha out to be as kelim. I dunk in one kli, two kli. You're not allowed to talk in between the kelim. It's the whole ganza sugya, which we actually might get to. It's at the end of Reish Vav, which relates to Yoredei Yud Tes by Shchita, talking in the middle. But you're not allowed to talk. And in the middle, in between my kelim, I heard a kaddish. So if I say bar priya eitz, and then I say Eish Meira, I'm not allowed to answer Eish Meira, but if I do, I lost my bar priya eitz. Here, I said out to be as kelim. I already started dunking the kelim. The bracha was already chal, but for the bracha to imam shech is a big balagan. The poskim, if you're allowed to interrupt, not interrupt. The ma'aser, we say not to. So I think I answered Yesh Mirabah, but I didn't get clarity on that shaila. So okay. Now, in order to avoid a hefsek, so then food that needs preparation, one should first prepare the food to be eaten and then make the bracha. Don't say the bari priya eitz and you individually wrapped the wafer and then start opening the wrapper. No, you open the wrapper, ready to eat, make the bracha. And the example he gives of at the end of Sifkat and Yabez, Kishocha goes, he's eating nuts. First open the nut and then make the bracha. The ain't kidei the hafsek harbi beina bracha lachila. Also, maybe you open it up, you'll find it full of worms. It won't be a good nut. It won't be edible. Okay, again. Reish Vav Gimel. Kol ilu ha-bracha tzachol yafsek bein bracha la'achila. No interruptions. Hagol yosher mekidei dibur. That's if it's hefsek, but even that's if it's pausing without speaking. And even that is only lechatchila, but the evidence will be okay as long as he did not have a hesach hadas. V'tzarech la'shmiya la'ozna. When you make a bracha, you're supposed to hear, like when we daven, we're supposed to hear ourselves. But if he did, like by Kriya Shema, if he did not hear himself, b'di'eved, he's yatsa, u'bavad shiyoti b'svasav. As long as something came out of his lips. See, so here the Rosh Hashanah has a shita that if you move your lips, even if nothing comes out, b'di'eved, that's going to be okay. That counts. If you move your lips, even though nothing comes out of your lips, that's okay. Thinking the bracha, we'll see, is not okay, but moving your lips is okay, even if no sound comes out of your voice box. And ne'emar b'chol lashon, that's the Mishnah Sota, that brachas can be said in theory in any language. Not l'chatchila, obviously. V'lo yivarech arom achichas erbas. So if a person is not wearing any clothing, so he's not allowed to say a bracha, that would be nisad arayis, so le'erbach erbas davar, until he covers his erva. V'med dvar mamurim, that's be'ish, that's by a man whose erva is bullet. About isha, a woman can cover herself without covering herself by sitting on the floor and covering herself by sitting on the ground. But isha yeshevet upanei shamat tuchas bakarka, she's on the ground, sitting on the floor without clothes on, that will be okay. Kibazem eskase ervo, so her ervo will be covered in such a fashion. That's obviously not the best way to be making brachos. It's like not to have the chatchila, but that be diavet. Vafilum eino orum, even if he's not mamish naked, im liba roa se ervo, shirosho magula osa levarech. If he's wearing a robe without a belt and he's not wearing nothing under the robe, so his heart and his erva is in the same zone where he discusses back in Ayin Gimel and Dalet and Ayin Hey over there, that's also going to be a problem. And to make a bracha if with one's head not covered is also aser. I'm not sure. I think the Gra might disagree with that. I think the Gra holds it's all part of the same minag midas chasidus. The Mechaber holds me'ikra din to make a bracha without head covered. So it's also me'ikra din. Others, I think the Gra is maker, but that's the source that people in America that to eat they put on a yarmulke. There's no Indian to put on a yarmulke to eat. The Indian to put on a yarmulke to make a bracha. I mean, sure, he's wearing a yarmulke, but I say people go to work without a yarmulke, so then they'll put on a yarmulke to eat. It's more of an Indian in the bracha than an Indian in the actual eating. If one made a bracha with his head uncovered, Jerusha brings down from different poskim that one is yotze.